Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God. Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the ABB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God Israel.
In the preceding episode, I, Tommy Hart, the Lord God, I read the words of the curse. I read the passage of Deuteronomy 28, starting with verse 15, and I read to the end of the chapter. Question, words of the curse. Answer, the expressed words of the curse are set down in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 16 through 19. These are the express words. These are the definite words of the curse. And I will read Deuteronomy 28, verses 16 through 19 in the field. Verse 17, cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Verse 18, cursed shall be the fruit of thy body and the fruit of thy land. The increase kine and the flocks of thy sheep. Verse 19, cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. Those are the definite, the express, the clearly stated words of the curse. I will read them without interruption. Cursed shalt thou be in the city, and cursed shalt thou be in the field. Cursed shalt be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy land, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Cursed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and cursed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The definite, the clearly stated words of the curse. It is a curse with and awarded to a certain people. The curse is a judicial sentence upon the people who, knowing the law, rebelled against the law and refused to comply with the law. You know who they are because I have shown you and I have told you. But what are these? These things which I shall now read. It is 16 of them. Deuteronomy 28:25. The Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemy. Deuteronomy 28:25. Thou shalt be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth. Deuteronomy 28:28. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness. Deuteronomy 28:29. Thou shalt be only oppressed and spoiled evermore. Deuteronomy 28:31. Thine ass shall be violently taken away. Deuteronomy 28:32. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given to another people. 7. Deuteronomy 28:33. The fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall another nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed always. 8. Deuteronomy 28:41, thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. 9. Deuteronomy 28:49-50. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. Deuteronomy 28:51. And he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy land until thou be destroyed. 11. Deuteronomy 28:62. And ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. 12. Deuteronomy 28:63. And it shall come to pass, the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught. 13. Deuteronomy 28:64 and the Lord shall scatter thee among all people. Thou shalt serve other gods. Deuteronomy 28, verse 65. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind. 15. Deuteronomy 28, verse 66. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shalt have none assurance of thy life. 16. Deuteronomy 28, 68. Ye shall be sold to your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen. What are these 16 things I just read? Let's go back and take a closer look. 1, Deuteronomy 28, 25, the Lord shall cause thee to be smitten before thine enemies. The Gentiles smote, the Gentiles made war with black people and defeated them and conquered them. Deuteronomy 28, 25, thou shalt be removed into all the kingdoms of the earth, in all nations of the Gentiles, and in the nations which the other nations which the Gentiles conquered. Also, in Revelation, and I will read this, Revelation, let's go to Revelation chapter 18, and I will read starting with verse 12. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones and of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner vessels of ivory and all manner vessels of most precious wood and of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves. Here we find slaves listed among things that are bought and sold. Also, in this Revelation text, are found things that are in all the major kingdoms of the earth, such as the plant kingdom. I don't have them listed before me, so I won't try to call them name by name. But you know the major kingdoms. And in this passage are found things, something coming from each of those kingdoms. And most importantly, as I said, also, slaves listed among things that are bought and sold, slaves listed among things from the various kingdoms of the earth. That statement there in Revelation is given in evidence against the Gentiles. Now, continue. Deuteronomy 28:28. The Lord shall smite thee with madness and blindness. The Gentiles cause black people to be blind. I want to read you the definition of blind. Blind here means unwilling or unable to perceive, to understand. The Gentiles cause black people to be blind in that way, by deceiving them, by giving the black people a faith which is contrary to the word of God. They have caused black people, the Gentiles have caused black people to be in a state of deception. Black people are or have been blinded by deception. Deuteronomy 28:29, thou shalt be evermore. The Gentiles certainly have oppressed and spoiled black people. Deuteronomy 28:31, thine ass shall be violently taken away. The Gentiles violently took black people away from their own land. Deuteronomy 28:32, thy sons and thy daughters shall be given to another people. The Gentiles did that to black people. Remember the enslavement era. Remember all the evil that the Gentiles did against black people. Remember the infamous slave trade. Remember how the Gentiles mass-produced black children. Thy sons and thy daughters shall be given to another people. Deuteronomy 28:33, the fruit of thy land and all thy labors shall a nation which thou knowest not eat up, and thou shalt be only oppressed and crushed always. Surely, the Gentile enslavement of black people comes to mind as I read these things. These are things which the Gentiles have done to black people. Deuteronomy 28:41, thou shalt beget sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity. Of course, that happened during the enslavement era. Deuteronomy 28:49-50, the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. Certainly that happened. Deuteronomy 28:51, and he shall eat the fruit of thy cattle and the fruit of thy land until thou be destroyed. Surely the Gentiles took everything away from black people. The Gentiles destroyed black people as they were before the Gentiles conquest the land and enslavement of black people. Deuteronomy 28:62, ye shall be left few in number, whereas ye were as the stars of heaven for multitude. Surely the Gentiles killed many, many of the black people during that period. Of course, here the reason is given for the curse, because thou wouldest not obey the voice of the Lord thy God. Deuteronomy 28:63, and it shall come to pass that the Lord, that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught. The Gentiles, as I said, destroyed black people and brought them to naught. Deuteronomy 28:64, and the Lord shall scatter thee among all people. The Gentiles scattered black people. Thou shalt serve other gods. The Gentiles caused blacks to serve the Gentiles' gods. Deuteronomy 28, verse 65. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart and failing of eyes and sorrow of mind. The Gentiles caused those things to happen to black people. Certainly, the slaves found, and so let's just put it, leave it with that. The Gentiles did these things to black people. Deuteronomy 28:66, and of course, certainly the slaves lived in fear. Well, let's get to that. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shalt have none assurance of thy life. That is so true. That happened to the slaves. The Gentiles caused those things to happen to the black people they conquered and enslaved. Deuteronomy 28:68, ye shall be sold to your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen. Excuse me. The Gentiles made merchandise of black people. The Gentiles traded in black people. The Gentiles bought and sold black people. Now, what are the 16 things I read? These things, as I just showed you, the Gentiles took these things and did them to black people. These things, the 16 items here, were not said to black people. The Gentiles, in their evil, the Gentiles, in their rebellion against the word of God, took these things and did them to black people. This is very important. So what are the 16 items, the 16 statements? Answer. The 16 statements are actions performed by the Gentiles against black people. The 16 items are not spoken to black people, but the Gentiles turned to them. They did to black people. Who is the curse which I read against? The clearly stated, the definite curse which I read to you is against the Gentiles. In doing those 16 things and more, the Gentiles have done great wickedness. They have acted against the Lord, their God. They have fought against the Lord, their God. They have rebelled against the word of God and against the living God, Tommy L. Hart. The Gentiles have sinned against the word of God, and they have sinned against the Lord their God, Tommy L. Hart. The Gentiles have refused to comply with the word of God that is in the AZB. Reason for the curse, I remind you, and I read it last time, the reason for the curse was given in the reading of those 16 items, but is also given here in Deuteronomy 28, verse 15, which says, if thou wilt to the Gentiles, this is spoken to the Gentiles, if thou wilt not hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. The curse is given for disobedience, the disobedience of the Gentiles, disobedience to do that which the Gentiles promised they would do, but did not do. The word of God says this about the Gentiles, and their actions. It says, I have caused them, the Gentiles, I have cursed them already. That is given in Malachi. The word says, I have cursed them already. The word says to the Gentiles in Malachi 3, verse 9, this is judgment, people. It says, ye are cursed with a curse. Now, who are the Gentiles? The Gentiles operate under the alias of white people. They are Europeans. They are the people who conquered and enslaved black people. The judgment says to them, ye are cursed with a curse. This is the curse which I read coming from, stated in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 16 through 19, and also a part of that curse is given in Malachi 1:14, which says, cursed be the deceiver. I spoke earlier about the Gentiles deceiving black people, the Gentiles causing black people to be in a state of deception. Cursed be the deceiver. Now, who is the deceiver? The deceiver is not one person, but many people. The deceiver is a people. The deceiver is the Gentiles. Cursed be the deceiver. So, in essence, the curse says, cursed be the Gentiles. The curse is a judicial judgment. The curse is a judicial judgment. I give the definition of curse again. Curse here means under a curse, damned, hateful, abominable. Now, the Gentiles have received the judgment. Judgment is a curse. The Gentiles say in Acts chapter 23, verse 14, we, the Gentiles, have bound ourselves under a great curse. The great curse is that which I have read, Deuteronomy 28, verses 16 through 19. Let's say starting with verses 15 through 19, and Malachi 1, verse 14. The Gentiles have received the curse. The Gentiles said, we, the Gentiles, have bound ourselves under a great curse. I have identified the curse which the Gentiles have bound themselves under. Now, that statement is in answer to the question in Matthew chapter 5, verse 46, which asks the Gentiles, what reward have ye? The Gentiles in that statement of Acts 23:14, the Gentiles state their reward. The reward is a recompense. The Gentiles said, we, the Gentiles, have bound ourselves under a great curse. So the Gentiles are cursed already. The Gentiles have acknowledged the curse. That acknowledgement is set again in Acts chapter 23, verse 14. So the Gentiles acknowledged the curse. The word says to all. Matthew chapter 6, verse 2, 5, and 16. It says, they, the Gentiles, have their reward. The reward is a recompense. The reward that I have given to you. The Gentiles have their reward. So the Gentiles know that they are a cursed people. Present-day Gentiles know that they are a cursed people. Because remember in the curse? Cursed shall be the fruit of thy womb. The Gentiles are bound by the terms of the curse. Scriptures, Deuteronomy 28, verses 15 through 19, Malachi 1, 14, Malachi 2, 2, Malachi 3, 9, Matthew chapter 5, verse 26, and Matthew chapter 6, verses 2, 5, and 16. I have given to you the definite words of the curse. I have identified the object of the curse, and the judgment continues. Remember, the curse is a judgment. It is a judicial. It is a judicial. Sentence. The curse is a judicial sentence. It is a judicial judgment. Follow me on Twitter, spelled H-A-R-T. Join me next time when the judgment continues.